It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 389.
What's happening, guys?
Happy Wednesday. I've been to the mechanic already this morning.
Mate, what was discovered, and I didn't say it, I could say that I was saving it for the show, but I didn't because I wasn't. But now I'll bring it up because I just remembered it. A fucking nail or a bolt in your tire.
And well, you knew about this.
No, you said to me, so dramatically you said, we've been driving and there's this big noise. Mm. And then you said that there was a fucking nail in your tire. I was like,
there's a bolt.
How did you like
a bolt?
It doesn't matter what it was. How did you not know to fucking have a check
we
of your tires?
We looked at the tires.
But were you parked? Like how often did you hear it? Like it seems dramatic.
Put it in neutral and then roll alongside as I checked it. What did you want me to do?
It seems like I can't believe you didn't realize that before you took it to the place.
Should I have not taken it to the mechanic?
Yeah, but I feel like he just calls you and he's like, mate, there's a fucking nail in your tire. No, like it seems like a really sort of like
a bolt. What is a bolt?
A bolt is a metal fucking thing.
Sounds tired. Like you don't know what a bolt is.
Get this bolt and show me how big it is because you're making it sound like it was 7 meters long.
I'm imagining like a what goes at the end of a screw.
I know what a bolt is.
What is it?
So you got a screw.
Why do you keep looking at 3D deals?
Because he's our fucking local go-to guy on building shit.
But you should know what a bolt is.
I know what a bolt is. A bolt has a nut and you
I'm thinking of a nut.
So a bolt.
That's why I was confused. I thought, how did it something like a nut?
It had to be sharp. And so
a bolt is something that needs to be fastened.
Yeah.
Which is why you have a nut and sometimes you have a washer.
So the bolt goes through something and then you put the nut and the washer onto it to fix it in. Anyway, get this. Stacey June. When I lived up in Shep.
Did you live up in Shep?
I was on radio in Shepparton.
Yeah. It actually annoys the fuck out of me when people call me out for really
what?
Good stories. No, like I repeat things. Like I remember everyone used to be like,
hang on,
friend who was like, oh, were you in radio? Because the joke was I was always talking about radio.
Yeah, but the story varies each time.
Yeah, no,
that's the thing. I've not told.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah,
I feel it annoys the fuck. So I'm picking myself up. For criticizing you for
it's
telling
only
a story.
Someone wrote in and said.
Kroger, I think it was.
Someone left a review. Yeah. But it was a very kind review about.
Yeah. Loves the show. He doesn't have any other mates.
That talk about Shepparton like I do.
Yeah.
I mean, most people are just defaming Shepparton.
Yeah.
I've got great memories of it. Like this one. Stacey June came to her rescue. Oh, my tire's flat. Got to take it to the thing. She's like, my tire keeps on going down. She found a screw in hers, right?
Mm.
And I identified the location. Yeah, this is here. We took it down. Mate, there was another 3 screws in her other 3 tires.
Sounds like a setup. Someone's.
I said, what have you done, Stace?
Yeah.
She said, oh, these. So where she lived with Tim, Punchy, my mate. They lived in an apartment together, but the apartment was within a serviced apartment block. And so they had these ones out the back and so you could hire the other ones. It's where I stayed when I first got to Shep and
where that was the junkies.
I told the story about the ice addicts that had kids and it was fucked. Anyway.
But love Shepparton.
She said to me, oh, this guy was getting angry last night about me parking in the spot.
She knows who it was then.
In fairness, it was like, you know, she lived there as a resident, but there's all these vacant spots. And so she had parked in this one because she's always there. And obviously it was allocated to these people. And so anyway, what we'd worked out was they'd put screws underneath each tire and she's driven back and forward to go out and they'd popped or they'd gone into the tires. The thing about doing that, right, is that they leak and it's not like this fucking automatic and gone.
It's a slow burn.
Slow.
So maybe I could have upset someone that we don't know about.
Nah, it just happens a lot. There's like a bunch of gronks that just chuck nails and stuff. Like we were very cautious 3D deal. And even when we'll doing the woodwork downstairs, you don't want to put shit out into the street because sometimes if there's nails, gronks going past. Side note, one of our hats, the Daily Talk Show pieces of merch, is currently in Malta.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Just partying. Sean Mellick. I just saw a photo.
Oh, really?
Yesterday of Sean at dinner wearing one of the Daily Talk Show hats. Didn't even tag us in, bro. What the fuck?
Really? I mean, that's got cut through. I think that when people are talking about you and not tagging, when it's pure. But if you are watching or listening, tag us up. Put us, do an Instagram story. Yeah. Extra points if you do a boomerang.
Yeah.
If we get anyone doing a boomerang of them listening to the show with a head move,
yeah,
I'm going to send them.
Oh, no, don't make a promise, mate. Because we haven't sent out a bunch of stickers. So just
why haven't we sent out the stickers yet, Mr. 97?
Mate, we've been so busy.
We've been so fucking busy.
Speak for yourself. Quick question. I had a 2-hour lunch break today.
You were outrageous. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't
it's not even lunchtime yet.
I wasn't in the office on Monday, nor was Mr. 97. So we can't account for the work that you did.
Just 3D deal. How good was our Monday?
It was very productive.
Yeah.
Very productive. Okay.
And many times I said, how good is this? Didn't I?
Yeah, it was great.
We get an office and you've worked from home more than not.
No, I feel like
it's a bizarre thing. No, what we do, you need to sort of get into a solid headspace to just smash out some really complicated stuff that requires a lot of attention.
I like single focused stuff. And so it's been good. We've been yesterday we launched the work we've done with Milkshake, which is Envato's new mobile app, and the Shameless Girls, Michelle and Zara, we did videos with them. And so it was great. I could focus on editing. Like when I'm singularly focused on like one thing, it's epic. What I don't like is when it's like seven things all need to be delivered at the same time.
I mean, open plan workspaces, offices and shit, there is something to be said for your own office. It's a luxury these days because all the hipsters want open plan. But is it going back the other way?
Yeah, well, no, they don't want open plan. Hipsters hate open plan. Is that what you just said? Yeah.
Well, I think some of the hip places have big open plan.
Well, that was the open plan. Like there was a whole movement and then they worked out, oh, maybe it's not as good as. So the most passive aggressive thing you could do if you worked at an open plan tech company was just bombarding Slack channels with articles about how workplaces don't work effectively in open plan offices.
Yeah.
And you'd see, you know, the introverted developer who won't even say hello or make eye contact.
Yeah.
Acting like an absolute boss on Slack. It's fucking, you know what I mean? Keyboard warriors.
I mean, at workplaces, you guys haven't, I mean, you worked at the equivalent of Bunnings or something.
Yeah, I worked retail.
Deal. Yeah. Okay. So there is, in bigger workplaces, you can go the whole entire time without even fucking knowing or speaking to one person. You know they're there, you just don't speak to them. I mean, it's
the dream.
I tried to say hello to a bunch of people. Amy, she got a message from a guy that worked at her old work.
Really?
And she no longer worked there.
A message,
but they'd never spoken. They'd never spoken.
Sent a text.
No, not a cheeky text. It was a LinkedIn message.
Okay. Saying what?
Oh, bad mouthing. But
what do you mean?
But
what does that mean?
My point.
No.
It's not about the specifics of what they said. It's got nothing to do with the story. The story has everything to do with not speaking to someone in your workplace when you work there, but then connecting after the fact.
So it's like, I mean, that's like people within school and all that sort of thing. It's like Roo,
who's
become a friend of the show.
Yeah.
Don't really remember that much of our interactions. But obviously we've since reconnected.
From our anniversary, actually, I was just going to say, Mr. 97, that clip you put out on Monday, defamatory. Absolutely. Like,
How did you decide? he put out the video because Bree said, she did say, the problem is that all you think about is just them being a bit dirty now.
Okay,
that's the problem.
He took a little slice of what was a big conversation.
To be fair, that is the whole context. Like, I don't think Bree, because you straight away went into a PR meltdown when branding expert Belinda did just sort of a unsure face.
When he says PR meltdown, he was not next to me. I just responded to her. I said, there's more context to that.
What was the more context, though?
He took a little part of when we were referring to my anniversary weekend away.
Yeah.
as a
fuckfest, Flinders fuckfest.
Which Josh just he said, I thought it was very funny that he called.
Do you think it,
it
was less funny in the snippet? Too try hard.
No, I just think that it made it out.
Like
it made it out potentially a bit of boys' club, which you know I'm not worried about having boys' club
because
vibes.
We've got the best fucking boys' club in the business. Woof woof.
No,
can we get it trending?
I mean,
woof woof.
You're the boys' club filter over here, baby boy.
Yeah.
So I
said I banned any sort of leathers. Although I guess we got the couch, but that was, we did a whiteboard session of what we want the office to be, and we didn't want it to have sort of cigars and...
Which we don't smoke, so there's no cigars. My point was that everything you were talking about actually is not existent because none of us even do any of that shit.
You don't have to smoke to get into cigars.
But the weekend fuckfest, I will have you know, there was only, we had sex once. So that's
quite a fest. Still,
it might be a fest for a married couple with a 2.5 year old that demands a lot of time, that just cruises in when you're doing it. Anyway, the point being, The point being is you select. I thought we were a tight gronk squad. Actually, it's a gronk move from someone within the gronk squad, so I can't really have a go at it.
What did you think that was the best bit?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I mean, I was like,
you were laughing, mate. You loved it.
Yeah. Didn't he come up with the hashtag?
Well, that was
FFF?
The thing. Yeah, that was what I realized. I was like, oh, man, yeah, I don't know if I would have put it up. And then I realized that I helped him. So
absolute gronk move. There is something. So Amy got a fine the other week.
Mm.
And the only reason I know is because she told me
about it. She's in jail now.
No, she told me about it. But she told me about it 2 weeks after she got it.
What fine? What sort of?
It was a parking fine. So, okay. You know, Melbourne now, so busy. Like most places, it's a luxury if you have a car spot to drive to work. Mm. We've got 3 stories here and we got a car spot.
It's the most acceptable fine that if she got a fine for spitting on someone.
I know that. I mean, the thing is, I think she was apprehensive to tell me based on how I'd react.
How much was it?
I was like $80, but mate, you don't look at a fine like, ah, how much was it? Cheap. Oh, that's a good fine.
Cheap fines. There are fines where it's like, you know what?
Glass half full, glass half empty, whatever way you're looking at it. I got a $550 fine for sitting in traffic and I had my phone in my hand. It's fucked. That's the worst fine you can get.
To be clear, you didn't get the fine for sitting in traffic. I like that you lead with that. Yeah. I was sitting in traffic in my car.
I know. This is but I want to make it known that I don't fucking drive while holding my phone. I'm texting and shit. It was bumper to bumper, parked traffic, and I was on my phone. It's so annoying because I'm a dickhead because I could have just had it plugged into the fucking CarPlay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I can't. So Amy knows that I've got no leg to stand on because I got a $550 fine, 4 demerit points. She got an $80 fine, but she did keep it from me for a short time, and I understand because I can be just really disappointed. You know, I'm not angry.
I'm just disappointed. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that vibe. That vibe. Yeah.
It's like when you left the garage door open on Friday.
Yeah, it's also similar vibes to your book, mate. So
yeah, sure. We all
disappointed. I mean, that's just actual disappointment, to be honest. Anyway, but I thought when Amy
hurt
and I
people,
was
hurt people, by the way.
When Amy and I were sitting at dinner at the FFF, Flinders, you do the rest. I couldn't help, like I was eavesdropping. I was listening to the couple next to us.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a few things. I heard that the girl said, oh, this is what a baby does to you, referring to how tired she was at 7:30 p.m. That was our booking time.
Mm-hmm.
I booked in at 6:30, so it would have been 7 p.m. But then I overheard them talk about credit cards. I heard they were talking about finances.
Oh, they were doing a date night.
It was essentially like the dude was like barefoot, you know.
Was he saying really?
I didn't hear him say barefoot. I heard him say ING, you know, moving funds around. Like there was 100% barefoot, right? Uh-huh. And so essentially date night, but it was a weekend away, it seemed, for them. They were married. But then they got into the conversation of credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something like, oh, I've got, you know, the credit card with the $4,000 limit or something.
Mm.
And he was like, what? He didn't know she had a credit card.
It's not ideal, is it?
So she's been keeping. I mean, it seemed like it didn't blow up, but he was like, what? What's your limit? And he was asking like basic questions about a fucking credit card that she had that she'd obviously kept from him. I don't know if it was like, I mean, it wouldn't have come out there if it was really a secret, yeah. but it was like, I've got a credit card that I'm using. I mean, keeping shit from partners, it's,
yeah.
it's that, I would be so fucking furious if I found yeah. out Amy had a side credit card.
Yeah.
She more furious if she had a side bloke. That would make me more angry.
But the, no, I think it's not a good idea because then from a financial point of view as a couple, you don't know where you stand. Mm.
It did seem like they weren't, well, they had a baby, but
it's pretty serious.
They're very serious, but I think it seemed like they hadn't meshed their finances together. Mm. Which is when did you mesh your finances together?
It was after a Europe trip, maybe four years ago.
Yeah. So that's a good 10 yeah. years, almost 10 years without.
Mm. Yeah, we used to like share it all. I remember I was like a little bit more okay with credit card debt in regards like we'd go on a overseas trip and Bree's like freaking out. I'm like, think about it. It's like a month of our pay. Like, are we really not going to do the thing because we don't have this money? And then I was like, let's just put it all together and then we worry about it together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that's how it started. And so now I'm bankrupt and she's going down with me. No, but I think it's a good – one thing we did on the weekend was we went through my subscriptions.
Oh, my God.
Which I was slightly hyperbolic. I said I had 400 and something dollars that I saved in a night. It was actually 280, but Bree had said since I'd started slowly removing things, it was over $500. Since November, I started getting rid of all my subscriptions.
$500 a month.
So just to be clear, I was pushing for a video idea and 3D Deal was across this. Picture it. Sticky notes. Wall. Josh writing out every one of his subscriptions because he's a subscription fiend. Up on the wall, you see this just plethora of yellow sticky notes with black marker. And it's, you know, Netflix, Stan.
I should find the, blah, 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 I've blah, got a spreadsheet blah, blah. Where we went through and like, oh, I bore you. But
I get it. As you said that, when you said the dollar amount, I thought, okay, there could be some embarrassment tied up in that. Maybe that's why you push back on my idea. Because it's not a great thing. I mean, just for you.
It's more that I didn't actually, because I think part of it was like half of that was Full Stack Films subscriptions, which were essentially like
this is the problem with people who have their own businesses, right? Where they are meshing yeah. business with personal.
Well, so part of it was it's like, okay, I've got Full Stack Films G Suite, and then I realized I was paying for Google storage or something. It was like $15 a month, and I'm like, I don't need to actually pay that.
Yeah,
and so it was just good. I sat down, I was like, I turned it into a game. Like, I felt like when I turned it into a game, I'm like, how many things can I get rid of?
Well,
and now I've probably gone too far because now I've gotten rid of Spotify Premium.
Yeah.
I got rid of YouTube Premium, and we know how angry I get when we get one pre-roll.
I actually don't think it's a bad idea to strip it back and start again. Yeah, you're not getting rid of your phone. You're not getting rid of your car repayments and shit.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Strip back and add what you need. It's like pull everything out of your cupboard and put back only what you actually wear. Mm. It's a lot less. It's a lot less than what was in there before.
Well, I was thinking about the fridge at home.
Oh, okay. I thought you said our fridge. Here. Yeah. Fridge at home.
Yeah, the fridge at
Couldn't
home.
Couldn't imagine it gets much use other than soda water, Coke Zero, and some yogurt last. Labneh. Labneh. Maybe some hummus.
Yeah. Bacon. But I think the problem with bacon is that you suggested buying it from the grocery butcher rather than just in the plastic.
Well, if you buy it and you don't use it for a week, it's going to go off if you bought it from the butcher section at Safeway.
Well, that's the problem that we have.
Woolworths. Yeah.
Because the butcher doesn't tell you how long you've got.
There's a piece of work in actually cooking the food you buy though, which is a piece of work that needs to be done. But your subscription, what was the one that you just that you laughed at? Just
I don't anything? Nothing was really funny.
The whole thing.
Oh no, probably the most annoying one is Pro Tools.
Oh yeah.
Because I set that up like in September last year, I'm like, I'm going to learn Pro Tools.
Yep, yep.
And so I put that on my personal one, but it comes out every month. Oh, the gym's annoying. But the gym, I'm still paying for the gym. But I was like, you know what? I should start using, having the subscription. I'm like, maybe I just try and use it.
What's the one that you used the least?
That's a good, and the most expensive, the one,
yeah.
The most expensive and least used.
Least used would be New York Times.
why would you through Apple News?
No, just through New York Times directly, because I thought
how do they deliver your news?
Well, because I just didn't want to have to worry about paywalls, but I never go on New York Times website. But it was sort of at a time where I was like, I want to be the guy that just fucking pulls up New York Times and just reading big articles about North Korea. And so that's never really happened. And the thing was that they'd already offered me a discount. So I was only paying $4 a month. So that was quite inexpensive. But just annoying things like Frame.io, which we use for business or whatever.
We pay for that now.
We've got a big media company one, but the full stack one. And I'm like, actually don't need any of this stuff now.
I mean, I know the most expensive one that was used the least.
Which one?
Masterclass.
Oh, yeah.
That thing was about $400 a year.
No, that's 270. We actually have until July, I think it was July 19.
Yeah.
But so if we want
you
to.
You looked over to Mr. 97.
Well, because I think he would keep across when he's actually
when
more
your
across.
Your subscriptions expire.
Nah,
just
mate.
About.
Mr. 97 will, I mean, he might not, but it will look like it's coming from California. He'll download the Masterclass videos, which are
another way
on, you know, on torrent websites, which is no good, but that's a reality. You're paying for something you never used. There's plenty of groks using it for free.
But I'll definitely a good thing. No, but it's good. I sort of wipe the slate clean where it's like I haven't really been super focused. Like I said at the start of the year, I want to save X amount of money, and then we ended up lowballing how much we paid ourselves so we could sort of keep it all going well. Breeze had pay rises and shit like that. So we're at a point where it's like, okay, I can actually, we can do a decent job of saving. Mm. So we might as well. And so I guess part of it's coming up with goals.
The fastest way to make money is to look at where you can save, right?
It is. It's as much as we joke about the buckets.
Yeah.
The buckets are very effective.
Yeah, the buckets are effective. But it's about, it's the quickest way. It's like, I mean, the Barefoot's book is like, if you can't have, if you can't increase your salary, I don't know if it's like this, but if you can't increase your salary, you don't know how to make money. Mm. If you can save any money anywhere, that's earning money, essentially.
Well, I think you can get obsessed with it. Like
that's not saying cut your coffee out.
Well, I guess part of it is that there's something a bit povo that some people are like with money that I find annoying. Like I've always found like thinking about these things too much. Like where it's driving all of your decisions. So I was like, I can't do this on the weekend. Whereas it felt like all the things that I've gotten rid of actually will have zero impact on my life, which is a good thing. And so part of it too is now I want to create friction on like, okay, when do I start a subscription?
And what have you got to? What is the Josh checklist before you take your 15 minutes to put in your credit card information, speak to the person there and – I mean, I'm talking about the gym membership. That was a process, wasn't it? Fuck.
Yeah.
I still got you.
I'm trying to actually think.
Like, is there – because I think what you're saying is the reason – you build a pattern around
– I guess part of it is most of the things I'm paying for is around convenience.
Yeah.
Or a trigger point. Like, I would have hit the New York Times paywall once and I was like, okay, well, I'm paying to get in. Mm. And then it just sort of keeps going.
It is the reason these businesses make money.
Well, the thing is that they'd actually gone through, they were like $10 a month and then they reduced it to $4 a month and they're like, oh, we can offer you $4 a month again for 12 months.
Mm.
Anyway, it is good. Like we could, I reckon we could do a whole series on money stuff and get financial experts and shit in, specifically around business and finance. Like I think that's super interesting. I've got to go.
Right.
But it's a daily talk show. The new website is live. Clap it in.
Shit, yeah. Well done, guys.
A big shout out to 3D Dill and Mr. 97 who have been working very hard on getting all the data in, doing blog posts, all of that stuff, even getting the server ready. So it looks amazing. And also Gronk Blage at Digital Republic who has been working tirelessly to get the content management system working so it's nice and easy and all that sort of stuff.
It's epic.
Yeah, so check it out, thedailytalkshow.com, and leave an Apple Podcast review as well if you are listening on Apple Podcasts. And as I mentioned earlier, you can take a screen grab, or if you do a boomerang of you listening to the podcast, we will send nothing at this point.
Well, because we've just been a bit busy with the website and stuff. Yeah. But we'll get there, and you will get something at some point.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There's a promise for you. It's the Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.